welcome to Inside the Huddle, day five of our previews leading up to Super Bowl 52 between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. We're still here in the Mall of America, in the state of Minnesota, where there are 11,000 lakes, and every single one of them is frozen over. Jeff Reinbold's here. We're joined, very pleased to be joined by a man who's used to playing in the cold after his first year with the Green Bay Packers, Jamal Williams. Jamal, welcome to Inside the Huddle and to the Sky Sports viewers in the United Kingdom. Tell us about your rookie season, really, how that transition from college to the pros went.
Man, rookie season? Rookie season was pretty good, honestly. I actually liked it. It's a little longer than what I expected. Like week 14, I was like, I want to say checked out, but I'm still football mode, but I was checked. I was like, man. And then I hear from my friends who still playing college, they done. They already sitting at home,
right,
watching me play like four more games. I was like, man, this is the life.
That's the big thing that all rookies talk about, Jeff, isn't it? We hear the rookie war, it's a genuine thing.
Well, you think about it, Neil, these kids come out of college and the season's longer, 16 games as opposed to 12. Even if you go to a bowl game, it's longer.
Yeah.
But Jamal, talk about how much information you got to handle. Man. And the competition and all of it.
Man, not even with the playbook, I'm still learning signals, you know, and I probably got like 5-6 of them down, but it's still more I got to learn. And now we got a new offensive coordinator, so it's going to be probably a new type of system and a new playbook and everything, so we got to learn that one again. But, you know, that's football, you know,
right.
You like it. You like playbooks, you know, you like playing, and you just like the enjoyment of being there. And I really love Green Bay. I really love my team, you know. And so next year, you know, we ready for it. Because not being in the Super Bowl is a bad taste in the mouth.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
You led the Packers in rushing, of course, and scored 6 touchdowns as a rookie. How excited are you to make that jump to year 2? Because again, you'll have number 12 back as well for the whole year.
Be great.
Man. Yeah.
Just ready to go, because now you're familiar with it a little bit, you know. You're familiar how the format of how the NFL is. And you had a year with 12 now, so now you ain't starstruck. Now he's just a teammate.
You know, Neil, I think this is really important. And, you know, the Packers, let's be honest about the Packers. Packers have struggled where? A little bit on defense, but where have they really struggled in the last 8 years? Running back.
Yeah.
They have not been able to establish a running back.
Going, yeah.
You have given them, I think, the back that they've been looking for a long time, because you can run inside, you can catch the ball, you can do all those things. But I got to ask you, when you go in that meeting room the first time and you look, oh my God, that's number 12. And you look over there and that guy with all that long hair sticking out over there. Am I ready for this?
Shoot. I said that when I first walked in the locker room. They wasn't even in the locker room. You just see their name.
Just look
there,
see their name.
You'd be like, oh, snap. Aaron Rodgers, Clay, ha-ha. I was like, man, I finally made it. But now it's time to go. It's time to get to work. And I think Aaron got me when we was just doing our first walkthrough. And we just learning the runs. And he flipped the play on me. And I didn't know what to do yet. And so I was just like, I'm sitting there. I was just waiting for him to turn which way. Because we were supposed to go to the right, and he flipped it. I wasn't sure where to go. So I just wait for him to turn. He said, height, and he went to the left.
He quickly got over there.
Yeah, and I quickly got it. He was like, I got you, didn't I? And I was like, yeah, you got it.
Set up the turkey.
Jamal, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the process. Viewers in the UK will be fascinated to know how much you guys are kind of picked apart as you go through the draft process as rookies. You've already now proven yourself in the NFL, as I said, you led the Packers in rushing. You've proven you belong. But can I read a little bit of your draft, what one of the draft sites said about you coming out?
Go ahead.
It says, you have NFL size and a physical nature that gives you a shot to make the back end of a running back depth chart.
Dang.
They're cold when they write that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to tune it out? How did you handle all of that?
I don't even pay no mind
to
it.
Did you not?
Yeah, I don't care to it, because they don't know me, you know? They only see what they see on film. You know,
yeah.
They don't know if I improve for it. I mean, I could switch my whole game up the next day.
Yeah.
You'll never know. But honestly, you just take that and you just use it as fuel, really, and make you a better player, because you want to just use what they said and contradict them.
Right. But Jeff, that's what Jamal said there is worth a round of applause.
Exactly.
I don't know if they're giving you the round of applause,
exactly.
But we'll take it anyway. But Jeff, that's what so many players have, is the heart and the you know, it's not all about numbers, is it? And
right.
When we go into the draft, I mean, Tom Brady was taken sixth round.
I mean, you know what, Neil, you're exactly right, because you look around the league and some outstanding players were either not drafted guys or drafted real late. The bottom line, and I think, you know, Jamal will say this, is when you put your hand on the ground, when you line up, you got to compete, and it doesn't matter whether you're first round or seventh round or free agent, because this is a production-oriented industry, and if you don't produce, they're going to get another one.
Jamal, you're the kind of running back who likes, I mean, I think I know the answer to this because it's all running backs are this way, but you like 20 carries a game, you like to get into the flow of the game. When we look at this Super Bowl, it's running back by committee. Mm-hmm. What are running backs like when it comes to having the football or sharing the load?
It's really my first year, and this is like my first time that I actually had to not like share the carries, but running back by committee type, right, sort of kind of. And what the Philly is doing, they just got too many backs for them not to use them, so they got to use everybody, you know. And I think it's just, I got to commend all of them for, you know, taking less carries, but they still got to produce on what they got. So it low key makes it reminds me of high school again, when you had like, on my team, we had like a whole bunch of superstars. Everybody was touching the ball. So yeah. I only had like 7 carries. But you got to make it count for those 7 carries. You know, you still had over 100 yards, probably like 2 touchdowns. But you just got to make it count. But
share the carries, you can play 15 years.
Yeah. You're not going to beat that body up. All right, now, great rookie season. Mm-hmm. Great rookie season. Now you get to the offseason. Are you going back to Southern California? What's the offseason look like for you? And what's next year hold for you?
I'm already back in California. I'm already back in the warm. I had to come back this.
Yeah.
I feel it. But it ain't nothing new to me now.
How quickly did you start working out again, though, after that season? Because obviously there's a period where you need to let the body rest.
Yeah. Especially, I think, for your rookie year. Because, you know, you've been playing for so long, you might as well just take a month. But by that month, especially if you ain't in the Super Bowl, like, the competitor in you wants you to be like, you know what, I'm ready for next year. I'm already ready for next year to start.
Well, you dodged my question. What about next year?
Mine?
1,200? 1,300?
1,200?
I'm asking. I'm not predicting. I'm leaving that to you.
I got to leave it. I can't put it out there yet. I can't put it out there. But it's in my head, though. Like, all my goals is in here, though. I'm ready to go. Just know, next year is going to be a good year. It's going to be better than last year. But it's going to be a great year, though.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And here we are at Super Bowl now, looking ahead to the Vikings and the Patriots. But first of all, but on the Packers there, when you've got 12, we say this year in and year out, with Aaron Rodgers, you know, this being in Atlanta next year for the Super Bowl is a very realistic possibility for the Green Bay Packers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad it's somewhere warm.
Yeah, warmer.
Warmer.
So how does a Packers fan get... how does a Packers player get treated in Minnesota here?
It's pretty good.
I noticed you didn't wear your cheese head.
Nah, I'm good. they know who I am, though.
Were you surprised how well the Packer fans travel? How many people, when you go on the road, how many cheese heads you see up in the crowd?
I already know, because I've been in California all my life, so I've already been seeing Packer stuff all the time. All you see in California is probably, well, now all you're going to see is Rams, Packers, and the Cowboys. That's the only 3 teams you really see now. Man, I see somebody in California, they got seat belts that got Packers stuff on it.
Wow.
Decked their whole car out. I'm like, you sure you from Wisconsin?
Come on, real quickly, just wrapping up, who'd you like to win this Super Bowl this weekend?
I would like the Patriots to win because my teammate from college, Kyle Van Noy, is on the team. So I want him to get another one for me.
All right, good stuff. Thanks to Jamal Williams for joining us. We're going to take a quick break here on Sky Sports. It's Running Backs Day today, because when we come back, we're going to be joined by one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We're still inside the Mall of America, which has been turned into a media zoo. And we're joined by one of the very best players in NFL history, a man who rushed for close to 14,000 yards, a Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson. LaDainian, thanks for joining us on Sky Sports. And let's start with the Hall of Fame, what it meant to you to get to Canton, Ohio, what everyone kind of dreams of.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to imagine, because it's not a dream that I had as a child. You know, growing up, my dream was simply to make it to the National Football League, maybe make some Pro Bowls, win a championship. but never did I dream of going to the Hall of Fame. So to get there, to walk that campus and know that these are the greats of the game, the legends that I've watched growing up, yeah. Jim Brown and Walter Payton, and seeing their bust, it was truly amazing. It's truly football heaven. When you step into that place, you feel like you're in football heaven with the legends. And it was just so real. It was just so surreal. A fantastic moment I would always remember for the rest of my life.
We've been very lucky, Jeff, on this stage this week. A couple of Hall of Famers there. Kurt Warner earlier in the week as well. It takes a lot to get there, Jeff. You know, coaching all levels of football to
no
get
question.
To that.
You know, we talk about Tony Boselli's waiting on that knock on the door. And it ain't the Turk. No, it's the guy. It's that big cat that's going to tell you, you get that gold jacket. Now, hey, as a Hall of Fame running back, break us down. British-born Jay Ajayi, and how important is he in this game?
Well, he's very important because he's going to be the key to controlling time of possession. If you want to be Tom Brady, you got to keep Tom off the field as much as possible. When you look at the teams that have beat Tom Brady in the playoffs, and when I was with the Jets in 2010, we did it, right. Divisional round, but we did it with a great run game. We controlled the clock. A defense that pressured Tom, that frustrated him, We mixed up our coverages, and that's what ultimately led us to beat them. But Jay is the guy. He's the key guy in that backfield that can keep the chains moving. And he's going to be inspired. I tell you,
I know Jay.
He's going to be inspired.
Yeah.
First Super Bowl appearance.
He's kind of an underdog like that whole team. I chatted to Jay earlier in this week. Of course, we know Jay from being born in the UK.
Right.
And he's a bit like that Eagles team. He's been doubted. He's been an underdog most of his life. People were worried about his knee coming out of college.
Right.
He gets traded away from the Dolphins. He kind of is, in a nutshell, what the Philadelphia Eagles
represent.
You're
exactly right. That's why he fits well in that system and around those guys. You know, and I think about the time he was traded, and obviously he was disappointed.
Yeah.
But it was like he was there the whole time.
Right.
The first game, they embraced him.
Yep.
Off,
you
he
know,
goes for the touchdown.
Off he goes for the touchdown. And it was like he's been there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But he has had to deal with, so in Miami, he was averaging 20 carries a game.
Yeah.
That's down to about 10 now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Both these teams have running backs by committee, as we say. I know you were a bell cow. So how do you feel about the way that's going? And maybe tell us physically and mentally what that does to a running back if they have to share the load.
Yeah, well, you have to be truly unselfish. You have to buy in and really commit to the team goals and take self out of it. Realize that, hey, listen, I'm not going to get 20 carries.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to make it work with my 10 carries. I know it's for the good of the game.
Can you do that, though? Because sometimes you set somebody up. Like, so isn't it better sometimes, like for you, you had 25 carries. Can you set things up physically?
Well, and that's the difference. When you know you're going to get the ball 20, 25 times, you run differently in the fourth quarter or in the third quarter than you do in the first quarter.
Because
you know you're going to have those carries. When you only get 10, sometimes you have a tendency to press a little bit.
Right. Let me ask you a question. I saw this, and I want you to explain to our viewers. Jay the other week, first carry, bust the tackle, boom, ball on the ground, turns it over. What did Doug do? Next, put it right back in his hands. What does that mean to a running back when you put one on the ground and the coach puts it right back to you?
Well, it means a lot, because initially when we put one on the ground, we feel like we failed the team.
Right.
And we failed, you know, our coaching staff and everybody in that organization. And so the fact that the coach would give us another chance, it bodes well for our confidence. And it makes us believe that this guy believes in me no matter what
Otherwise
happens.
That sits in your head longer and longer until
really
you get the
does.
Ball back.
Yeah. And Marty Schottenheimer, my old coach, used to always say, it doesn't matter what happens on the play. You have to forget about it, good or bad.
If go to the next play.
Forget about it.
That's going to be critical for I think the Eagles in this game more than any other because it's one play at a time. You got to play 60 minutes
and
one play at a time.
Are used to doing
that. Exactly.
They're used to doing
and
that.
The Eagles always say we play a faceless opponent, but not all the teams that play. Yeah, not all the teams that play
the
Patriots.
That's hard to say when 12's out there.
Right, we'll see on that. Of course, the Patriots have a running back by committee as well, Deion Lewis, and then suddenly it's James White with 20 points in last year's Super Bowl. Rex Burkhead pops up. Which of those running backs from the Patriots will you be looking out for on Super Bowl Sunday?
Deion Lewis.
Yeah.
I think he's really the guy in that backfield that makes that offense so much more dynamic.
Yep.
So if you're able to somehow take away Gronk, and you're doing a good job against those receivers, Brady will look to Deion Lewis. Out the backfield, they're giving him ball. Deion is stronger than a lot of people give him credit
for being.
He's strong, his legs, so he can run inside, but he's a quick little something, and he can get it done.
LT mentioned Gronk there, and Gronk on Thursday, that was the first time he was available to the media, and it was the only time, because now the players are done with their availability. What a zoo that was around Gronk. I mean, talk about the wanted man.
I mean, it's an unbelievable circus, and I think that you saw the players yesterday, Neil. They're done with this. They're ready to go. Yeah. I got to ask you a question. Why is it? Now, Jay played his high school football in Texas. You're from Texas. Burkhead's from Texas. What is it with Texas and running backs?
That's a good question. Through the years, history has shown
Earl Campbell,
Eric Dickerson, coming from Texas. You know, I think it's just, it just like most of us, because we know the history of the game, we all want to be running backs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you have a lot of running backs, you're going to find a few that are really good. Yeah.
What was it like? Just a couple of other subjects. Let's talk about playing in London. You played in 2008, just the second game we had in London. And you went off that night. You had a really good game, didn't you? I remember the old spinning. Do you remember plays like that in your career? You span off that tackle down the left side?
I do. Yeah. I do remember. It's funny, the things that you remember. But I remember that London game because it was obviously a new experience. The fans were great. I mean, because we went into the game not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, well, our fans are not here. But seeing the fans be so involved and, you know, having a, I wouldn't say a faceless opponent, because Drew Brees, who I played with, and is one of my good friends, was on the other side of the ball. It was so weird to play against him in London.
Yeah.
But great time. You know what? I look forward to hopefully going back and
witnessing
the game.
Chargers are back this year against the Tennessee Titans.
Maybe I'll be there.
We'll see you there. Listen, your great show on NFL Network, you and Deion Sanders, and you go straight into the locker room afterwards and you're calling up players. Now, I've been in locker rooms, and you hear some things you might not want to hear, and articles of clothing get discarded pretty quick. Have there ever been times that you can't use that footage?
Well, I tell you, this past year we had Marshawn Lynch on.
Oh my goodness.
And
wild card.
He was talking like we weren't on air, and we had to tell him, Marshawn, we're live. I mean, he was saying stuff. We're like, no, you can't say that. We're live. But
you have a lot of fun with that show, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Where do you see Super Bowl being won and lost on Sunday?
Well, I tell you what, it's gonna come down to Philly's defense and what they are able to do against Tom's offense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the game. That's the biggest storyline. And Fletcher Cox and those guys, they have to be able to frustrate him by just getting around him the entire game. You can't do it for two quarters, three quarters. You got to do it the entire game. And then the other thing is, who's going to match up with Gronk? Like, who is it going to be? Malcolm Jenkins?
Right.
Are they going to bracket him? Those are the things that I'm going to be watching.
Are you picking? Are you not picking? Do you have to pick on Sunday or something?
I do.
You do. So you can't pick yet.
Right now, I'm leaning toward the Patriots just because of experience.
Hard? Leaning hard? Like way over here? Or you just kind of leaning?
We'll find out on Sunday, Jeff. We'll find out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Obviously, we pick up new fans all the time in the UK. Jeff, just pump his tires and tell people about LaDainian Tomlinson, the runner, what he was like. They should go and check him out.
There's a great story, if you ever Google it, LaDainian Tomlinson, his story, not only of his life as a football player, but his life as a man. It's a phenomenal story. I saw him first play against SC in the Sun Bowl, and you're at Texas Christian, and you went off, little TCU, blast SC, and you went off, and I said, that fella right there is different, and then went on to maybe, I mean, you talk about an NFL career.
Did you miss it?
Unbelievable
LT?
Career.
Did you miss it?
I do not.
No?
I don't. You know, because I gave everything I had, not just physically, but mentally. Like, it's really difficult. 11 years playing the running back position to give everything you have. And when I was done, I was done.
Now you get to sit around and talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the best part, right?
Yeah.
Still around the game. Do you enjoy that?
I do.
In the media?
I do. And, you know, being around the game and getting the chance to be on the sideline at times, I can't believe I played this game.
Right.
Like, it is so fast and physical.
How about when the collisions happen and you go,
oh, I'm like, oh my God.
Did I do that?
Like, I did that? No way.
See, it's easier when you stand on the sidelines and you know you never played. You don't know what you're missing, right?
Yeah.
But have you enjoyed being Super Bowl in Minneapolis? What do you make? It's first time here in 26 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. The fans are great here. It has been cold. I haven't been in this type of weather in a while. I mean, minus degrees weather, minus six and all.
It ain't like that in Texas. Yeah, you know what, he made a great point, Neil, when we were talking before you came on. Looking at all this, he said, it reminds me of a game in Wembley. Because everybody, this is as
different
close as you get.
Yeah. Right, with all the different jerseys, you see that at Wembley,
absolutely,
right?
It's phenomenal. And it's great for our game.
Yeah.
To have this epic stage, you know, it is the mecca of our game, the Super Bowl.
Right.
So many different countries are watching. And we're just happy that we're able to provide entertainment for you know, the world.
All right, we have been joined by an absolute NFL legend today. Well, thanks to LaDainian Thompson. Going to get you back over for the Chargers game. Thanks. We're going to work on that.
Good job,
Jeff Reinbold as well. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back one more preview show tomorrow, and then it's the big game on Sunday here from Minneapolis. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sky Sports. Feel it all.